Barracuda.
Seven or six on Hudson Valley Focus Live on the Beacon. Well, as promised, he's here. He's here. Good morning, Dave Stewart.
Morning, Tom.
I'm glad you came in. I was kind of short notice, but boy, I'll tell you what, we had a snap in this weather. I have a question for you. Is it like, you know, these electric vehicles and all this stuff that's making the northern lights so prominent in our area here last year and this year?
I don't know. You know, I mean, when you're too close to some powerful thing, sometimes you glow.
By the way, that was very good. Your dad jokes there on a different radio station with somebody I know pretty well. Very, very funny indeed.
Thank you.
And but anyway, no, it's... I want to thank you for being, for a long time, being a sponsor, supporter of Hudson Valley Focus Live and the work that you've done for me now for more than 3 years. And I don't know if people think I'm just saying this because you're a sponsor. No. Your crew takes great care of us.
We try. We do our best. I got the best people around.
Yeah, exactly. And, no, it really does make a difference. You know, you had mentioned to me that, you know, now with this windstorm we had recently, people are starting to really pay attention. Maybe I better think about, you know, getting these generator systems here. Now this – and why I wanted to have you come in this morning is with these real sudden cold temperatures, though, people have put off maintaining their systems. And that – tends to invite bigger problems down the road.
Yeah, and a lot of people that maintain these generator systems, they don't really understand, like the batteries. Batteries cause 70% of the problems with generators, and they get damaged during the summertime when things are hot, but it starts showing in the wintertime. So people think that, hey, we're trying to push a generator on when a generator's starting in the summer when we're doing the maintenance, but then the wintertime when it's really cold, the generator has a hard time to start.
Right.
So you got to really know the ins and outs of it. So we try to explain to people really that, you know, the maintenance that we're doing and the way that we're doing it is the right way, and, you know, somebody just comes in and changes the oil and goes on with the day, they're not really doing you justice, even though they're a little bit cheaper.
Sure. I commented about this, I believe it was yesterday. I was working at home at the, you know, home computer in the afternoon working on stuff. I'm not aware at all of what time it was, and all of a sudden that reassuring sound at 3 p.m. on Tuesday afternoon when the Generac generator comes on and does its, you know, weekly cycle to make sure everything is working. And I'm serious about this. It really is a reassuring sound. My wife and I, Joanne and I, comment about this all the time. And, you know, I believe now in the 3 years, I can't remember if it's at least 7 outages. We've had maybe 8. And a couple of them, the longest one's been 29 hours.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, we have had, and I mentioned this to you before, one time we were in Colorado when it happened. And granddaughter Ava was home. And, of course, she was, what, 19 years old at that point in time. But she wasn't even aware that there had been a power outage.
Yeah, people don't know. And, you know, when you talk about the sound of it, we get that question, you know, when we're trying to sell them, you know, oh, are they very loud? And, you know, we talk about the decibels.
Mm-hmm.
But I say, just like what you said, it's going to be the best sound that you've ever heard.
Absolutely.
It's freezing out and it goes out in the middle of the night.
Absolutely. And Dave Stewart, I really would urge folks, you know, we've just gone through the change of the clocks, and there's still lots of people that have not checked their smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. This is so critically important, and but it's so easy to overlook.
It's very easy, and most people don't consider it. And, you know, you look up at a lot of smoke detectors in people's homes, and they're yellow, and you just bring up the conversation. Hey, when's the last time you've looked at that or, you know, considered it? These things are only good for 10 years. So people have been in a house for 25 years and never considered it, because
right.
Why would you? There's something that you should really consider.
So I know that ours work, you know, because of the fact that, you know, my wife likes her toast well done. And a couple of weeks ago, she put it back down. It wasn't quite done enough, so she put it back down. And of course, at that point, it only took a couple of seconds to go from not done to overdone, and a little, you know, puff of smoke hit the smoke. And I joke about this, but it is one way of knowing that it does, in fact, work.
Yep. And things come up quick, and that's a good example of it.
I want to talk about people's the kind of work that you do in terms of on existing heating systems. Over the years that we had the insurance business, heating systems, and I'm generally talking about the forced air heating systems, the fire chamber, the box, sometimes over time can get little perforations in it.
Yeah.
And allow carbon monoxide to leak into the home.
Yeah, and people don't realize it. You know, you get that little smell. Whenever we do a maintenance, and certainly whenever we replace a furnace, we will always make sure there is carbon monoxide detector on that floor and make sure that if it's old, we replace it. It's just part of our package. You got to do it.
And that's, you know, I think back, when I just said that out loud, I think back to many years ago, it was our insurance office. Employees were complaining, you know, it was a rented space in a commercial building. Employees were complaining about, you know, eye irritation, sometimes headaches. And we contacted the building owner and said, oh, something isn't right here. And, well, everything should be fine. It's working fine. Well, they put one of those smoke bombs in the fire chamber. In seconds, the office filled with smoke. And it turned out that even though that system wasn't that old, it in fact had perforated the firebox and it was allowing fumes into the building. So everybody, my point being, I'm kind of beating the drum on this, but these are serious issues that impact our overall health and safety.
It's true. And, you know, we have what we call a total home care club where we check yes. out all of these different things. And, you know, some of these people that come in and do maintenances on the units, they're not really checking for these things. Now, that's not to say that every maintenance every year on your furnace, you need to do a full chimney and
right.
that. But you got to be looking for it and inspecting it, because I had that happen in my house, actually. I had a fairly new on-demand water heater on my wall that a friend of mine put in years before we were doing it. And they had these high-efficiency things have two test ports as they go out the thing, two little rubber things, and one of them just fell off and got lost. So I put a piece of metal tape over it thinking, oh, I'll fix that. Within 3 years, just a little drip that was coming off of that was falling on the firebox. And when I had them come to a maintenance, it needed to be replaced.
Wow.
And it was just 3 years old, and it was the top of the line, high efficiency, but, you know, something little silly thing that I didn't know. I didn't know any better at the time. So it's really important to have a real professional look over these equipment.
You bring up really important points. Years ago, my first home I bought was a very nice two-family house in Arlington. And it had a Weil McLean steam boiler.
Yep.
And later on, you know, this would have been probably the 1980s, I guess, you know, it was time to replace that. And it was, you know, replaced with a new energy efficient boiler. Guess what? It developed a crack within the first couple of years.
Sure, and that could be a couple of reasons. It kind of makes me think of – I just bought a house, and we retrofitted it all with heat pumps. But the person that had it before me, they had a fairly new boiler in there, and it was an old steam system before that.
Yes.
They changed it to hydronic, but they never changed any of the piping. So they had 2-inch cast iron piping going through the basement that was meant for steam, but now they're using water in there. So, I mean, the basement is probably like radiant heating on the floors of the first floor because it was so much heat loss from that
yes.
big pipe. And the guy before was a very intelligent guy, very handy guy, did the work himself with a friend, but just didn't understand the heat loss. And I can't imagine what his oil bill was going to be for an 1,800-square-foot house. I mean, it must have been outrageous.
Let's take a quick break. We're going to get into the Zoles Sports Report. Back with Dave Stewart, DSHomeServices.com, DSHomeServices.com. Back in a minute on the Beacon. Born on the bayou. 721 Hudson Valley Focus Live on the Beacon on this Thursday morning. Dave Stewart, owner of DS Home Services, in studio. And, of course, DS Home Services, a veteran-owned business. Happy 250th birthday to the United States Marines.
Semper Fi, hoorah.
So I saw the picture of you and Mary all covered in mud, and I thought maybe, you know, on the 250th anniversary of the Marines, you wanted to, like, take her through the Marine obstacle course or something? Is that
a little low crawl through barbed wire or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. Did you have to, you had to do that, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I did mine in the Army in Fort Dix, New Jersey in February with the temperatures well below zero. When I went over the wall into the water, I had to break through the ice to do it.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And then that was like 2 or 3 in the afternoon. We had to stay outside, have you know, evening chow out in the field, and then about 7 o'clock at night, go back and do it again. Soaked to the skin the entire time.
Yeah.
And
I was doing them at 18, and then all of a sudden, late 30s, I decided to start doing Spartan races. And I
that's right. That's right. That's right. And but, yeah, we by the time we got back to the barracks, it was probably 9 or 10 o'clock at night. You had been soaked for 8 hours, freezing cold temperature. Gosh, I wonder why everybody had, like, upper respiratory infection in the old barracks. And in order to get the clothes off, the sand had infiltrated the zippers. You couldn't even get the zippers to come down on the jackets. I just wound up walking in the shower with and washing everything off. I mean, I say this, Dave, and I know we've strayed from, you know, the business, but it is Veterans, you know, Day week, and thinking about the sacrifices that veterans have made. I can complain about, you know, freezing my butt off in Fort Dix, New Jersey in the wintertime, but also going back to a barracks and being able to go into heat and, you know, a hot shower versus the people who were in, let's say, the Battle of the Bulge and absolute freezing cold temperatures with nowhere to get away from it.
So you mentioned that. Actually, yesterday, FDR High School had an honoring the veterans thing, and I'm on a veterans committee in Hyde Park. American Legion was there. We had a Battle of the Bulge survivor,
wow.
Ralph Osterhout was
there.
Oh,
yes, yes.
And he gave a heart-wrenching story about being there, and he was just all emotional, telling the kids, you know, at 18 years old, I didn't have any choice. I wanted to do it, but I didn't have a choice, and I'm so proud. I think every day that if we hadn't done what we did then, you guys wouldn't be speaking English. You'd be speaking German right now. And just an amazing
Dave Stewart, getting a younger generation to understand the meaning of this nation is, and the personal initiative that you take to, you know, have a business, to hire people, to train those people, to deliver a product and service of the highest quality.
Sometimes I think that, and I try my best to, you know, hold higher standards. But hearing somebody like Ralph talk about his story, it really is very humbling.
Yeah. And earlier this week, you know, on the 250th anniversary of the Marines, I was talking to one of the listeners, Tom and Spack and Kill, and Tom has often pointed out the fact we think about World War II, the war in Europe. There's not enough attention paid to the war in the Pacific, and his dad was in the Marines in the war in the Pacific in World War II, and the losses that the Marines took in those Pacific wars were just unbelievable,
astronomical,
and the fact that we just have to, not to be morbid about it, but folks need to, in order to value what we have today, to contrast it with the sacrifices that were done all those years ago.
And we were just, in some ways, just straying so far from that, and we've just forgotten. You know, 9/11, we say we'll never forget, and, you know, 25 years later, you know, have we forgotten? It's sad to see sometimes, but I believe we're having the pendulum swinging back. I see it with the trade schools. Yeah, I see it with the young kids. You know, we kind of strayed really far in one direction, and I think that I believe God's making us stray back.
Well, I would hope so, and, you know, we'll continue to tell the story here. I think back to, it's almost It's a full 35 years. When I first started talking about the fact that when I got involved with what was in the Poughkeepsie Area Chamber of Commerce, got involved with their education committee and started to using my voice publicly. Why had we abandoned the trades in the schools? Those are essential skills. You talk about essential workers. Well, if you can't keep the lights on, you know, well, this happened at one of the local hospitals.
the day of my surgery. Our supposed surgery.
All of a sudden, when I was saying it out loud, I remembered what happened. And we can talk about this, right? Because you've talked about this on air before. Absolutely. And Dave Stewart, young, healthy guy, all of a sudden, something's not right. Something's not right. And no, Dave, everything is okay. No, something's not right. Pick up the story there, please.
Yeah, it took me 3 years to convince my doctor that something wasn't right. And thankfully, I pushed hard enough, and he sent me in for an echocardiograph and found out that I had an aneurysm in my aortic artery that was so large that I needed emergency surgery. And I had this the whole time I was running those Spartan races. I was doing CrossFit 6 days a week. I was pushing myself to the limit. It could have went at any time.
Sure.
And everybody I tell that I had that, they say, how did you find it? Because over 90% of the time, they find it in an autopsy.
Well, that's and I say this because my father's youngest sister, the technology back years ago wasn't what it is today. And at 49 years old, that's how she passed away.
And the funny thing was, I didn't know it was a heart thing. I just knew something wasn't right.
Right.
That year, right before the surgery, I was asked to be on a Go Red for Women from American Heart Association. Mm-hmm. So I was on a team there. And I've been trying to help. Actually, I just dropped off a red Schwinn that we're donating for a raffle for it. But it's such an important thing that people don't think about. And, you know, diabetes and heart disease, it's something you got to be wary of. And you have to be your own advocate when it comes to these.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
These doctors, they don't want to not do the right thing, but it's just driven by the pharmaceutical companies and the healthcare system. You got to be your own advocate.
And that's all. And it's 7:28:29 here on Hudson Valley Focus Live on the Big. Can you spend a few more minutes with me?
I got time if you got time.
Okay, I do. Normally at 7:30, Andrew O'Grady, CEO of Mental Health America, is on with us. And he's at an event this morning. But I want to go back over the extensive levels of service that DS Home Services provides. Because as we come into this winter season, and yesterday, Dave Stewart, we had the folks in from Putnam County Senior Resources Center. And we were talking about really helping out, especially seniors. And if heating systems aren't functioning properly, you know, and if temperatures aren't maintained properly, hypothermia in seniors can become a big problem.
Sure, absolutely.
So these are some of the things I'd like to go back over. They actually had, when we wrote this up yesterday, they actually had an instance where there was an elderly individual whose partner, spouse had passed away within the last year, and the controls for the heating and air conditioning system had never been switched from AC to heat.
Oh, my gosh.
And luckily, when they did a home visit, she was not aware. Luckily they did a home visit and they were able to, you know, get that system functioning properly. But again, this is something I probably want to come back and talk about your home care club, really appropriate for some of these instances where maybe the person is there now, has lost their partner who used to take care of all this stuff for them.
Perfect.
Dave Stewart, DS Home Services, dshomeservices.com. How much time we got there, young Robbie?
15 seconds.
Okay. If you have questions, by the way, if you want to give a call in, 845-831-1147. Back with Dave Stewart on Hudson Valley Focus Live on The Beacon. 845-831-1147 is the phone number.
Do you remember when we used to sing? Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Just like that. Sha-la.
7:34, Hudson Valley Focus Live on the Beacon on this Thursday morning. 2 weeks from today, Dave Stewart, is Thanksgiving.
Came up quick.
Boy, didn't it ever. So I want to, you know, we're talking about heading out to the break about, you know, checking up on other people. And especially as we're heading into the cold weather, And it's something we should be doing regularly. And I say that in respect to Thanksgiving, being thankful and grateful for what we have. I mean, that's something that I so appreciate about you. You've always expressed that.
I'm very thankful. I always say, I have a heart of gratitude and attitude of servitude. No, heart of servitude, attitude of gratitude.
Yeah.
that's how I try to live my life. I really appreciate all that I have. We grew up with very little. Single mom, which she did her best. We were never hungry, but everything I have was because of her work ethic.
Sure.
The military, and just the grit of getting stuff done. So I just, when I can, I like to give back to everybody else.
And what you talked about that health issue that you had.
It came out of nowhere, and, I say very humbly that I better do some good things in this world, because I was kept around. It better be for a good reason.
Exactly. And so the full extent of the services that you offer with DS Home Services, and it really is a situation of, I've always been a do-it-yourselfer kind of guy, but I'm in my upper 70s now, and the fact that and some of the heating and cooling systems, and of course having the whole house generator system. Let's put it this way. It's above my pay grade. How's that?
Well, much of it's above my pay grade now. I mean, I got, like I talked about, this 23-year-old plumber. I mean, I got people that are much smarter than me in their given fields. And I talked about that heat exchanger that was happening in my own house, in my own basement, and it was smelling, and I just didn't realize it. I didn't put it together. And sometimes you just need a professional to really put eyes on it, that has a checklist that's looking for it. Yeah. I was always a do-it-yourselfer too. But sometimes you just need another set of eyes in there, and especially some people, somebody passed away and they maybe were the one that was doing it, and then, the husband or wife now isn't checking on things. Somebody has to put some eyes on these things.
And as we head into this heating season, getting those heating systems, air handlers, ductwork, we talked about this was especially prevalent during COVID, to make sure that you were keeping those systems clean and the filters cleaned with the high MERV filters to get the stuff out of the air. All this stuff is, if you're not used to doing it, not even necessarily on your radar screen.
Exactly. I mean, even in my home, I would, I'd say I'd change my air filters every 3 months, but it typically was every 6 or 9 months because I would just forget about it. And the majority of calls on a forced air system, that's the first thing we ask. Have you changed your air filters lately? We're happy to roll a truck out there to take a look at it, but many times it's just a clogged air filter, and that has a lot of effect. That has a bigger effect in the summertime, really,
yes.
With things icing up. But just those little maintenance things that you might not think about and might not consider. Flushing your water tank, your hot water, your water heater. That's something I never knew, if you have a tanked water heater, that you should be doing on,
yes.
A yearly or a couple yearly basis. And I just never did. But we just had somebody come in and do training in our office about, what that's actually doing and the layer of soot and stuff that's on the bottom of it and how inefficient it is.
Sure.
How it can cause some damage to the water, so the water's not as safe if you have some things built up in there. So it's really important to just have a professional look over everything in the house, yearly or, every couple of years.
Water testing, water softener systems. I mean, we did, a special here a couple months back on that. But again, testing your water periodically is very important.
And water changes, as you said. What's happening in it, the water table changes. Part of our total home care club is a yearly water sample. We'll come and test it. We're starting to get to the point where we're going to test it right in-house is what we're thinking. We bought the equipment right now. All our techs are bringing it back, and we have one person that does the testing of the water, makes recommendations, like we mentioned sulfur, mm-hmm. Hardness, softness, whatever's going on with the system, UV lights, both for the water and for the ductwork. For the forced air systems. There's a lot of stuff out there that, a lot of us didn't know about or still don't know about unless you're educated on it.
Yeah, it sure is. And, again, keeping up with this is really important. We talk about how expensive repairs are on homes today. Of course, the years I was in the insurance business where, you would have that residents' fire that got out of hand because there wasn't the smoke detector, or even something like keeping home fire extinguishers.
Sure.
You know, and making sure that they are current. I mean, we had a very serious situation years ago. Involved, you know, a cooking situation, and not to say this directly relates to your business, but it's all about learning how to take care of the things around you. It was a grease fire, and the individual did not. They tried to pour water on it. Well, that's the worst thing you can do. And you know, if they had to be able to put a lid on it, or maybe had a good working fire extinguisher, that actually wound up, I think, about a $150,000 amount of damage, smoke and water damage. Wow. To the residents, and months and months and months of disruption, house not being livable.
Sure.
And that's why, whether we're talking about the smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors, and first of all, just making sure that the heating systems are properly maintained. Dave, when you and I have spoken about this, the high efficiency heat pumps that are out there today, we've talked about that, but I want to talk about that again. Now, did you say the house that you bought, now you put heat pumps in?
We've ripped out all fossil fuels. We're all on heat pumps, heat pump water heater. So we're all on electric, you know, whether it's good or bad.
Right.
That's the way they're pushing for it. And the new energy code doesn't allow you to even bring in gas into the house. So if you build a house in next year, start next year, you're not going to be able to bring natural gas or propane into it.
That's right. That's right. And that's next year is only, 45 or 47 days from now, isn't it?
Well, I'm trying to build a house in the next couple of years. I'm trying to get the permit in the next week or two.
this is important. This is important stuff. And we have to talk about that. So if somebody has like the existing oil, natural gas, propane furnace, and if it's maybe several years old, might be a good time now to look at a replacement.
It's always a good time to take a look at it. Replace it. If you have it there, we will still be able to replace it.
Okay.
We just can't. You can't bring new gas into into a thing. The heat pumps, you can use them. You know, I'm about to gamble this summer or this winter. We'll talk about it in the spring. But these new heat pumps will go down to the full heat load, so you can just have that as heat. You don't need any backup as long as they're cold climate heat pumps, because we have a couple of companies in the area that are using non-cold climate.
Excuse me one second, Dave. Let's go to got a caller online. Good morning, Tom. Hello. Here. Who have I got?
Tom in Spankill.
Yes, sir.
Tom, you're not coming in on the radio.
Okay, then that must be okay. So tell you what I'm going to do, Tom. I'll let you drop off, and I'm going to go to.
I can get you on the my Alexa smart speaker, but on WGHQ, I'm getting a Fox Sports Radio.
So I have an official statement from our COO, Chuck Benfer. He said direct all listeners to our app, and that we have already contacted engineering about this problem.
Well, okay. I thought I'd let you know.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Tom. Let you know.
Okay.
Let's go to a quick break here, and then I'll be back with Dave Stewart, DSHomeServices.com, here on The Beacon.
So I'm just going to sit on a dock a little bay, watching the tide roll away.
7:47, Hudson Valley Focus Live. Otis Redding, sitting on the dock of the bay. Dave Stewart, DSHomeServices.com in the studio. Dave, we're going to have to do some other follow-ups on this because of the fact when I think how, I guess I'll use the word, it's not necessarily complex, but there's so many components in your house that they're there the whole time and maybe we just don't even pay attention to them.
And hopefully you don't have to worry about it.
I know. But that's why having, outside eyes coming in with a checklist going over the DS Home Care Club that we participate in, it's really important stuff. I mean, even you were mentioning a couple of things there, the draining the hooking the hose up to the bottom of the water heater periodically, get that sludge out of the bottom, just that builds up.
Correct.
And then I want to go back to, you talked about the house that you have. You took the fossil fuel heating system out and you replaced it with the new cold climate heat pumps.
Correct.
Why am I mentioning that? Because there are folks out there who will sell you a heat pump system not necessarily properly sized and not necessarily a cold climate system. I know this from personal experience.
Correct. The heat pump is the buzzword, so people think they're getting a heat pump and it's super efficient, which it is, but if it's a non-cold climate heat pump, when it gets down to days like this morning, it has to go over to a backup. And if that backup, to get the rebates, you can put in an electric backup, and that's just the resistive electric heat, which will do the job. It will warm your house up, but at a great expense. And people don't know that. They don't think about that up front. That's not the way it's sold. It's just sold as, hey, you're getting a heat pump, and yeah, on those really cold days, you're going to need to use this. But we're getting houses that are just, small house, 1,000-square-foot houses, and in, the coldest days, coldest months of the year, they're getting $2,000 electric bills.
Wow.
I mean, that's astronomical.
So when I originally built my house, I had outside air transfer heat pumps with backup electric heat strips.
Yep.
And when I finally had enough of it and replaced it with the geothermal, with ground source heat pumps, I knocked, how expensive were those heat strips? I knocked about $2,000 off my bill.
Sure.
At least.
And that was back how long ago?
That's 16 years ago.
Yeah.
And so, that's a good point because, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine what those electric bills would be today if I still had the air transfer heat pumps with backup electric heat strips. So, again, in all of this, dealing with somebody who is reputable and putting in the ground source heat pumps as I did, I have 3 400-foot deep wells.
Yep.
It cost a lot of money to drill 300-400-foot deep wells.
And you better make sure it's done right.
Exactly. Why am I saying that? Because even then, there were people going around who were giving cheaper estimates, but not putting enough well capacity in. It was a great way to hide the real cost.
Sure.
And that's why dealing with somebody who is, established, a reputable business who's going to stand behind their work makes all the difference in the world.
Yes, sir. Doesn't have to be us, but make sure it's somebody trustworthy.
Yeah, exactly. And so after maybe after the first of the year at some point with these changes in the building codes and the New York State requirements, we should have a follow-up conversation. And it's really time for folks to really look ahead. What are my needs going to be? What are my needs going to be? And how do I, manage to bring? Oh, I have a question for you. It goes back to this efficiency, but also at the time of the year of, even in my house, when I put the geothermal system in there, when I built it, I have, fiberglass insulation. Inside on the wall studs, there's 3/4-inch double foil faced foam. Every seam is typed and taped and sealed. And when I put it in the geothermal, one of the first things we had to do was do a blower door test and check. you would have thought all the windows were open. And this is, I say this because this is something that as homes age, they develop air leaks.
Sure. And that's always a first step. You can put the best conditioned air in your home all day, but if it's just going to leak out through the seams and through old windows, it's just a waste.
Yep. So, question for you now. I didn't ask this off air, but I'll ask it to you now. Do you guys do the blower door testing or some testing to see about that efficiency before you put a new system in?
Not at this point. We have a good referral partner that we'll refer you to.
Okay.
But we, because once we start getting into that, then we'll have to do insulation and all the, which I still believe is a first step in it, but we haven't gotten into that yet, no.
Okay, but you have a referral partner that you depend on.
Yes, sir.
And that is something that I truly was shocked.
Yeah.
in terms of... And one of the things that they found, and it may have been back to when the home was brand new, I have duct work and forced air heating and cooling. There was a duct work at one of the most remote ends of the home, and upstairs area, duct work was never connected to the vent.
Very, very common, and people just don't realize it. And, it always is in that last further spot because that was, the end of the day on a Friday when somebody was not wanting to be in an attic anymore and just didn't put that extra screw in there.
And just – but anyway, I really appreciate you coming in. And we got a couple more minutes here, though. You have been involved in so many other activities. You mentioned your involvement with Roosevelt High School recently with the Veterans Program. You and Rob were out at the Duchess Bosse's Advisory Board the night I saw you out there. Ulster Bosse's involved, and it's twofold, right? I mean, you can give your input to these educational institutions, as well as a great opportunity for you to keep your name out there and looking for new talent.
It's our fifth, and my favorite core value is community. I love being part of the community. I love to hopefully be a positive influence in the community and, just give back wherever we can.
Sure. And I think it was last Thanksgiving, you were involved with the folks over at Ulster and helped them have a Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinner for some of the folks over there?
Ulster Christmas dinner. We do so many things.
At the Ulster Bosse's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so
in one of the classes.
Oh, yeah. My one of my good friends is the automotive teacher over there. I was trying to think of what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
He does such a beautiful thing. Ed Luther and his partner put on a Thanksgiving meal for all the automotive kids over there. Because a lot of these kids, they come from homes where maybe Thanksgiving isn't such a big deal. And they just put on a beautiful spread. They get everything donated from local businesses and other stuff. And the kids really appreciate it. And I try to be as big a part of that as I can every year.
When you talked about the automotive program, I'd love to get them back on with me along with the rep from Snap-on Tools.
Ooh.
Wow. Well, I met them the day we did the remote broadcast over there.
Okay.
And it was what a beautiful facility they have.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the services that Snap-on, I mean, this is something about, sure, it's a double benefit to Snap-on Tools. I get that. They have an opportunity to feature their tools and sell it. But they have entire curriculums now and the tools and equipment that they can bring in and help these, in this instance, the Ulster Bosse's set up that program so that the graduates out of the program are coming out into the field with up-to-date tools, equipment, experience.
Exactly. Just educating the kids. And, hopefully, I believe they probably are doing the right thing. And, they're not seeking after money. They're seeking after changing lives. A good friend of mine sent me a quote about that this morning. Your ambition shouldn't be to make money. It should be to change lives positively, and the money will just follow. So hopefully that's what Snap-on's doing. I'm sure that's what they're doing, just trying to educate. And if you put the good out there, it's going to come back, whether it's monetarily or just in the feeling of doing something good, I believe.
I 100% endorse that all the way back in the earliest years of when Stephen and I joined my dad in the insurance business. That was our philosophy. If we take care of the customer, the commissions will take care of themselves.
100%.
And, that has to always be first and foremost. Oh, very important. We have about 2 minutes left. And one of the reasons I actually gave you a call this week, it's the time of the year that people are hanging off of ladders to put up Christmas lights. You have a solution for that.
We do, yeah, sure. We have a great product. They're permanent holiday lights, so it's not just Christmas.
You know,
we had them. I had my house lit up pink for for breast cancer awareness last month. So there's a permanent install. We use gemstone lighting. It's a little costly, but it's a one-time installation, app controlled from your phone, super efficient. Really fun product.
And you can change the color schemes and the patterns. And
I'll send my kids outside with the iPad and just have them play on the phone. And my daughter all of a sudden was a football fan when Taylor Swift was there. And, you know, all of a sudden we're lit up with the Chiefs, you know. So it's a fun little thing. And but you can really do some cool stuff, patriotic stuff. They have pre-done patterns set up for you, or you can design your own. You can design architectural stuff just to light up the corners of
yes,
the house.
Yes.
So it's a really cool product.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. I almost forgot about this. This is one of the reasons I actually got a hold of you this week, because
funny.
I saw the promotion that you had on that, and I thought, what a great thing to do. A one-time, as you say, one-time installation, put it up there, and then use the app. This LED lighting that you can just program and change is absolutely ingenious.
And these things, I think it's every 6 inches there's a bulb, an LED thing. And you can, on this product, you can change every bulb to every color of the spectrum. And now the new controller, you can control it to music, too.
Yes.
So the stuff that used to take hundreds of hours to program, you know, a Christmas setup to your phone. To
so
music.
All the folks need to do is go to dshomeservices.com, and just fill out that request for an appointment and learn more about whether it's the Total Home Care Club or the getting their holiday lighting up in time.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Rob.
You're very welcome. Quick break, and then back in a minute on Hudson Valley Focus Live on the Beacon.